I'm not saying that social media is terrible to get your information, but you have to look at the priorities of what these people are offering. Do they want to educate? Yeah, maybe. But what do they want more? Probably they want clicks, they want views. And the things that they put out there tend to be skewed. That goes for a lot of the people online. So just watch out for that. Recommendations, try to be objective in how you look at these financial professionals. Realize that what they're doing is mainly for entertainment, a lot of these people. And look at the results, that whatever they're touting, look at the data. I think data is a big thing that we always go back to, is like whenever you look at an asset class, look at the research behind it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome in to the Free Retiree Show, the show for aficionados of career and financial excellence. I'm your host, wealth manager Lee Michael Murphy, and I'm alongside Silicon Valley interview coach and mentor, Sergio Patterson.
What is up, everyone?
And the man has been missing in action. Everyone wants to know, where is Silicon Valley's favorite attorney? He's here, Matt McElroy.
What is up?
Yes, today's episode
buried in work.
Yeah, buried in work. Sure, Matt. We know we had some early recordings, and I'm sure you were sleeping through them, but we'll just say work.
Good to have you back, Matt. It's good to have you back. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, but we always love having you. So for today's episode, we're talking about social media and financial advice. What you need to know, and should you get your financial advice from social media? So, guys, if you're going to get social media advice, are you going to Facebook, TikTok, Grindr, Matt, where are you guys going?
It depends. Like, when you say financial advice, you're talking like how to budget or like what to invest in, or
yeah,
just all of
those
it?
All those things. What's
so, yeah, hold on. Lee and Sergio, do you guys have TikToks?
No, I don't. I think I have an account.
I'm too old.
I don't use it. Kimberly is all over it, dude.
They don't let old people.
I was surprised Lee threw that in the mix because I didn't even know you could get financial advice on TikTok.
I've heard that you can, but I'm not on there.
I mean, it's
people
talk
to
me about
it all the time.
It's not surprising, I guess, with the way things are now.
It's kind of cool. Like, they have these like 30 to 60 second, like Kimberly will send me, she's like, hey, did you hear about this stock or this or that? 30 to 60 second like hits. Oh, this thing is these five tips or whatever.
Yeah, it's a thing right now. Like, it's like a lot of people are talking about it, and I get a lot of clients and people I know, they're like, oh, I'm getting all this stuff on TikTok, and I don't know if it's good or bad, but it's definitely entertaining. So it is definitely a thing. So over the past decade, we have seen a massive amount of people get more of their financial advice on social media. And this trend is just getting even more, I would say, worse, because Gen Z, their primary method right now for gaining financial knowledge relies on a bit of YouTube and a bit of TikTok. So the actual stats are 34% of Gen Z would like to get their financial advice on TikTok, 33% YouTube, and then 24% from a financial professional. Which is, and this is according to Veracast, which is.
Does Lee fall in that category?
I don't know. I don't know. He's supposedly my financial advisor.
I
text
I
you sometimes.
I get
some.
I don't know.
Yeah, you text me all the time. You always
I text you
get free advice. Get out of here.
I honestly like YouTube. I don't know about you guys, but I actually use YouTube for a lot of different stuff.
Yeah, YouTube
to get information.
Yeah. I guess for me, it's hard to trust social media.
So what is the worst financial advice you guys have gotten social media?
If you just watch any crypto video, they're all
crypto
pretty fucking out there.
Yeah, they're sketchy for sure. A lot of sketchy crypto videos.
Because it's all speculation. Nobody knows. And people make some pretty outlandish claims. So
I think during the whole GameStop craze, there was a lot of like, you know, invest
Reddit.
Into this. Reddit.
Dogecoin.
Yeah, all that Dogecoin, that was heavy on TikTok and all the sites.
Yeah, absolutely. So for today, we're going to give you 9 things to be aware of if you're getting your advice on social media, the things that you want to avoid. And then we'll also give 4 tips on just ways to sift through a lot of this information that's on your phone or your computer. So the first one, we're going to call this comparing themselves to the Joneses. That's one of the most damaging things I think about social media now, is that a lot of people are getting this unrealistic view of someone's wealth or the wealth they want to portray by looking at social media. So it could be someone showing their nice house, their fancy car, and that it all looks so great through the video. And as you guys all know, social media is always accurate on how reality is, right? Can we say that?
Yeah, it's all smiles and rainbows all the time.
Yeah. And you all see the couples that are always so happy on social media. Like,
and they hate each other.
Freaking hate each other. Like, it's all put on that front. So that's one of the things that I would say is like one of the most dangerous things is you will always look at these people or these videos on social media and they will always portray themselves as like very successful. But in these videos, no one shows the reality, or a lot of them don't show the reality of how little does that 401k look? How little does that savings account look? And maybe if they are showing the fancy stuff, what does the debt look like? You guys feel me on that one?
For sure. I think it's all a mirage. Like you said, on Instagram, Facebook, all of it. It'll show you the realities.
Yeah, exactly. So tip number two, you have to be aware that if you're getting advice, does it fit into your financial goals? So a lot of the advice people getting on social media from what I've seen, super entertaining, right? We all know it's very clickbaity, catches your interest, and the topics are pretty exciting. Could be like crypto, stock picking, day trading, precious metals, a lot of fun storylines. But how do these things fit into your overall financial planning goals? That's the important question you need to ask if you're getting this information, because there's a lot of cool information that can come across your phone, your iPad, your laptop, but does it fit into your plan? Tip number three, vet the person and their experience. So not to be too judgy on the people that you see on social media, but a lot of them are very young, especially on TikTok. Some of the things that I've seen, like these kids just look like they just came out of school. So although they might have a bazillion followers because they might look a certain way and their branding might resonate really well on social media, like, what is their experience like? You need to dive deep into what is their, how long have they been doing what they've been doing and what are their credentials?
Yeah, those are the dude at the winery, like, at a month ago. Did I tell you about there was like Ferraris or Lamborghinis? Yeah,
some influencers, right?
Influencers, and they're like 19, 20, and yeah, maybe they hit it rich, but that's an outlier. You know what I mean? Like, that's not the norm.
Yeah. And then also we were talking about this. A lot of these influencers, these young kids, they might have enough money to buy a fancy car, like something super nice. But at the same time, we were talking about those kids that we saw at the winery and we're like, yeah, like they might have been able to buy that car or do something with it, but like how much debt did they have to utilize to get that car? Like they're trying to portray a certain thing. Is it real? It might be, but a lot of times what you find out with a lot of these people that flex really hard, once you look deep into their finances, you realize that it's not that great. And actually being in my field and getting to hear about a lot of people that supposedly had money, and then once you sit in front of them and you get to see what they really have, you realize a lot of times the people that flex the hardest with their money have the hardest financial struggle. That is what I see time and time again. And I'm sure, Matt, you've worked with some wealthy people too. I don't know if you've seen the same thing, but a lot of these people that are very quiet, don't talk about their wealth, they're balling. Like they don't need to talk about it. They don't have the flashy car, yeah, but they seem to have their financial shit together. What have you seen?
My richest clients, they come into the office and you're like, their clothes are wrinkled. They look like they're super old clothes. Like they're not flashy at all. They look like they don't have money, but yet they're multimillionaires. And it's just yeah, a different way of life for them. They come from a different time where you don't, like, I feel like the younger crowd now has shifted to it's all flash. Like it's so important to be flashy and show how much money you have and all that stuff. I mean, most of these influencers, like you guys were saying, are the Ferraris and stuff. Chances are those Ferraris and Lamborghinis were rented and they're paying thousands of dollars just to have it for 2 days or some shit. And if you look at what their finances are, you're like, wow, that's a really stupid way to spend that money that you have. But they did it for the gram or whatever. You know?
Yeah, the gram. Yeah, you're totally right. I got to have that look. So
like, those two pictures could have been like millions of views or something. or exactly. whatever.
But it also, it gets some endorsements. So it is a business expense. Who knows if it actually is end up worth it, right? But the thing is, I heard an interesting stat on one of my YouTube videos I watched. They were saying that I think it was like 60 something percent of the financial advisors that are in the game now weren't around in the 2008 housing crash and that downturn. So that, how do they know? We all experienced that. We know perfectly well what went on and how that was and everything. And so it's just interesting. All these people are giving advice and they have no basis in there. All they've seen is good. They don't know what bad is really yet.
That's a good point.
So tip number four, I'm calling this one, watch out for the peacocks. So Lambos, nice houses, yachts, more than likely it's a front. And it's a kind of a shady sales technique to portray a certain level of success. But in reality, a lot of the times, from what I've seen, the more flexing that's being done, the less money there is. So that's just something I've seen true time and time again. Not to say that that's always true. Maybe you're the influencer that you are following, their stuff is legit. But I would just keep that in mind when we're looking at a lot of these wealthy influencers online. Are they really legit? Number five, I see a lot of fear mongers and pessimists on social media. A lot of people that just sell fear. They might call themselves an investment expert, talk about all their experience of working at some prestigious firm. And year after year, they make this prediction like the market's going to crash. We're all going to lose our money. And they get a lot of clickbait. The two things that really do well on social media are you're going to get filthy rich. Click here. This is how. And then also, this is why everything is going to be destroyed. And this is why you're going to lose all your money. Very clickbaity and both very dangerous. I mean, what do you guys think?
I see that stuff all the time. I saw two actually that are trending right now is the housing crash has started or the housing market's crashing or something like that. Something along those lines. And the other one is talking about China's economy collapsing. Apparently they're going to go through a pretty bad downturn as well with their housing market.
Yeah, I've seen those ones too.
They're the two biggest ones I've been seeing lately, or at least on YouTube. I don't mess with any of the other stuff too much, but
yeah, I've seen similar stuff and the clickbaity stuff. It's hard not to click. Like Lee, I'll send you
because you're like,
stuff.
What do they mean?
Yeah, like, wait, Lee, what is this shit? Like, how serious is this? You'll see it, and it's hard not to click, and then you have to figure, okay, can I trust this person? What's their track record of
it
stuff?
I was just gonna say it's important to get a lot of perspectives, look at a lot of different views. That's how you can kind of see through some of the bullshit.
But there's some people that all they do is make their living on selling fear. There's a lot of these folks. And I've said this before, is they're going to be right at one point, and they're going to spotlight it and talk about, see, I was right. I got it right that time when everything started going bad. But if you look at the history on a lot of these people that do these predictions, their track record is terrible. Like they keep betting disaster and it never happens. And then they're going to look back once it finally does and be like, look, I was right there. So that sort of listening to those sort of people, they keep you from moving forward. They keep you from getting into real estate to create wealth. They keep you from investing in the market to build your wealth. It's just ultimately a mindset that holds you back, but it's very entertaining to listen to.
Would you say it's the same, like, even if it's fear or if it's like, hey, you need to put all your money in? Both extremes are equally harmful, right?
I think extreme fear and extreme greed are extremely damaging. That's what I've seen that's held the most people back. I've mentioned this before with you guys, is like the people that do the most harm to themselves financially are on one of those two sides. I don't know which one's worse. Being too fearful is extremely damaging. And I think that being too fearful, I have people I work with that are not in great financial situations because I can't convince them to invest enough of their money through the course of working with them, because no matter what I say, they're too scared. So they're only willing to invest a certain amount or have a certain risk level, and they're not willing to up that no matter what I say. I think that they're the ones that struggle the most. And then the ones that are too greedy, I've seen their disasters and they end up losing all their money because they're just too greedy, because their friends got some company that's going to go make a bazillion bucks or whatever it is. So they're both pretty damaging. I'd say being fearful may be a little bit more dangerous than being too greedy, but they're both terrible. So, but going off what you were saying before, Serge, tip number six, watch out for.
Wait, you're already on tip number six?
Yeah, tip number six.
Oh, damn.
5 was the fear mongers and pessimists. 6 is giving out specific recommendations of a product or stock.
Got it.
So you were kind of already on that one, but
you've never been a fan of single stock picks, have you?
I like them, but I know what they are. But anytime you get into picking single stocks, like, there's a danger there, right?
Especially crypto too, right? The same. There's not much difference, right? You're just speculating on a single.
Yeah. So, like, the general rule we've always said is keep. If you're picking a single stock, know the danger and don't have 10% or more of your assets in that position, because that's when it starts. You're getting too high concentration.
I mean, I guess unless it's like a Apple, right, or like a Microsoft.
I think that you can get into those. It's just the amount of concentration that you put yourself in. You can have a bunch of that, but try not to get too concentrated in that one single stock. But my recommendation on tip number 6 was to avoid people online that give specific stock recommendations.
I got you.
Avoid those sort of influencers.
Those
no
are
one, no one really are, knows. And a lot of those place. People that are giving those are like, oh, buy in now because my chart says this. And all those day traders, you look at all their videos of what they've done, it's terrible.
Yeah, I texted you a guy a while ago and I almost bought it because I was like convinced this guy knows his shit. And then you're like, stop.
What ended up happening?
I don't remember, but it was exactly what you said. It was a guy who got me on like some clickbait post and I watched a video and he was like, sign up for my paid membership to where you get access to his picks.
That's another one. So there's a lot of that online where people say, sign up for my program, you get all my stock picks. They don't make anything from their picks. They make all their money from their trading program.
Yeah.
That's like all the programs that are out there. They are not making money from the picks. If they did and they had this crystal ball, if they could always get it right, why would they need a program? Why would they need a trading program? That's the other one that kills me, because I get people all the time. They're like, I'm going to go buy Mr. Magic Stock Picker's program and I'm going to make it rich. And if he knew this, like, why would he sell you this program? So that's another one that kills me, that people get themselves into with social media.
Also, AMC is crashing, by the way, boys.
Oh, yeah. Who would have thought? Who would have thought? All right. Number 7, when an influencer says something is a sure thing, alarm bells should be going off in your head. You should block them. You should block them right then and there. Because nothing is a sure thing with investing, especially any shoddy crypto or stocks or options trading. Nothing is a sure thing. Number 8, if the social media person says it's going to make you rich, so they are selling you a drug called Hopium Kills. So don't buy that. We see this all the time with the stock and crypto influencers. They're always saying it's going to make you rich. They're getting that, like we talked about before, those videos get a ton of clicks because people want to get high on hopium. But reality, all these positions, even of the quality companies, you never know how they are going to turn out. And you never know how long it's going to take for that stock to create wealth. I was looking at a stat about Amazon a week ago, and I believe it was from, I think, September of 2003 to November of 2008. How well did that stock do, Amazon? What would you guys think that it did during that time?
What were the years again?
Say like September-ish of 2008 to November. No, sorry. No, September of 2003 to November of 2008.
Probably didn't do that.
Greatest stocks.
November 2008 was. Yeah, probably. I mean, that you're talking about when the 2008 recession hit. So all stocks tanked horribly then. Right. It would be negative, right?
It would, yeah. From it was basically down negative 12%, somewhere around there. But if you took it all the way from the September 2003 all the way till 2021, you're looking at something that done roughly 7,100% in the return. So even these stocks that we think are fantastic, we don't know how they're going to play out. And even the good ones, they take a long time. So if someone says, buy it, it's going to make you rich tomorrow, be very hesitant. And number nine, FOMO. We all know what this one is. Serge, do you know what FOMO is? Are you that cool to understand the acronym?
Fear of missing out. Did that yes. with AMC. I did that with Dogecoin.
Ripple.
What else? Yeah, like XRP. We all did it with it. Ripple. Yeah.
Still
that,
doing
that
it.
Was yeah. like, that was a, that just was a big lie, but who knows?
Yep.
No, that's... I like Ripple. I think Ripple's the shit, dude.
Yeah.
This I am
not a recommendation.
Okay, Ripple being
no, it is XR,
that's XRP, right?
Feelings.
That's
the I am not XRP. Giving financial advice. XRP, correct.
That's yes. XRP, right? Yeah.
Yeah, Ripple is the company. XRP is the crypto.
It's like the crypto coin.
Right? Yeah, so that's the thing you got to watch out for, these social media influencers. They're giving you a lot of FOMO. What, if you don't buy it today, you're missing the biggest opportunity of your life. Ton of that. And like I said, this all comes down to getting views, right? So the big thing, I'm not saying that social media is terrible to get your information, but you have to look at the priorities of what these people are offering. Do they want to educate? Yeah, maybe. But what do they want more? Probably they want clicks. They want views. And thus, the things that they put out there tend to be skewed. That goes for a lot of the people online. So just watch out for that. Recommendations, try to be objective in how you look at these financial professionals. Realize that what they're doing is mainly for entertainment, a lot of these people. And look at the results, that whatever they're touting, look at the data. I think data is a big thing that we always go back to, is like whenever you look at an asset class, look at the research behind it, right? And it's really tough for a lot of these things that they're recommending, like these single stocks, because there's not much data on them. So that kind of weeds those out. But even things like precious metals, I mean, you guys see a lot of that online. I think, Matt, you've seen a lot of metal stuff, right? Just from Googling stuff about like crypto, I think one of the things that gets in your feed is precious metals. Have you seen that?
You see the people that are trying to argue like the debate of gold versus Bitcoin a lot. I get a lot of that. And yeah, I get a lot of gold stuff. Not so much the other precious metals. I've seen some silver stuff, but gold's the kind of buzz topic right now with inflation, right?
Yeah. And although it's really cool to think of yourself as an investor owning a really shiny object that looks pretty, that you can turn into jewelry, the reality is that when you look at the data behind, what does that give you as a rate of return? It's abysmal. It's barely kept up with inflation for many decades. So it sounds like a cool investment theme, but then when you look at the numbers, you realize it's not what it's cracked out to be. And you get all kinds of people that touted as something that's great and that's one of the best asset classes ever. Even guys like Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad Poor Dad, he always touts it as something like, oh, you gotta buy this. And it's like, where's your data, bro? Tell me what it's done over this last half a century. But it's better to come up with a cool story that gets people intrigued. Always look at the investment experience of the person that's giving the advice. Validate whatever people are offering. Validate it through someone that's tried it, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of times in the financial industry, there's a lot of insurance people that recommend certain insurance products that sound really great. The reality is all investment products are meant to sound flashy to gain interest, but really look and try to find some people that have had success in whatever they're recommending. A lot of times it's very tough to find people that have had success in a lot of these things that we see on social media.
Lee, where do you get your financial information from? Who do you trust?
Boring people that aren't as fun to listen to. Like, we've actually had Larry Swedro, right? We had him on our podcast. Larry's a great guy. I mean, you remember that podcast we did with him, right? One of the people in the financial industry. Not exciting to listen to. I mean, I find him exciting. Yeah. Larry, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry. You're exciting, dude. He just talks about financial science and what works. And it's not going to be clickbait worthy, but it's all based off data. Same thing with, we had Professor Lawrence Kotlikoff. A lot of his stuff is really good, you know, backed by a lot of data. I'm a big fan of Eugene Fama, who's a Nobel Prize winner. Kenneth French, Nobel Prize winner. There's just financial science behind their concepts. I like Warren Buffett's stuff. Also, his philosophies are backed by a lot of financial data. So the stuff that works isn't always the sexiest, unfortunately. And those are my tips, boys. Any last words on those?
No, I don't think I got anything to add.
No, I think you're pretty good. I think it's good timing too, because everybody's clickbait is a massive problem right now. But it's like the same. I feel like the finance hasn't changed. Like it's the same stuff holds true, right? It's be patient, pick quality over. It's like nothing. You don't need to change everything, right?
Yeah.
It's like the same shit for the last 100 years.
Yeah, I think we know that. But isn't it so easy to get sucked into the cool video or the clickbait and kind of have your mind go off track? I mean, I even do it, right? I end up looking at some video and I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to invest in this. This sounds amazing. Right? And I think you got to try to stay grounded and rely on these things that we're talking about. Here's the recommendations. Be objective in how you look at the experience. Realize that what you're looking at might be being filtered through rose-colored glasses. Even though these people might drive a Lambo on the video, it might not be real. Validate the person's experience that's giving the advice. Have they been a financial professional for a long time? Do they have a large wealth of knowledge in whatever they're talking about? And then rely on data. Relying on data is key. So whatever they're recommending, do your own research on what the numbers say and if it's been successful. Those are the tips. So hopefully this has been helpful. You've been listening to the Free Retiree Show. So long for now.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA, www.finra.org, SIPC, www.sipc.org, a separate entity. Lee Michael Murphy is licensed with the California Department of Insurance, license 0H18660. Lee Michael Murphy is an investment advisor representative with Securities America Advisors, a registered investment advisor. The Free Retiree, Securities America Advisors, and Securities America Incorporated are separate entities. Career Advisor Sergio Patterson, Attorney Matt McElroy are not affiliated with Securities America Advisors or Securities America Incorporated. Securities America Advisors, Securities America Incorporated, and its representatives do not provide tax or legal advice. Therefore, it's important to coordinate with your tax or legal advisor regarding your specific situation. The content heard in this podcast is not intended to be tax, investment, or legal advice and is intended as general guidance only. You should contact your own tax advisor, financial advisor, or attorney to answer questions about your specific situation or needs before acting upon this information. Third-party sourced information or comments are not verified, may not be accurate, and are not necessarily representative of all client or audience experience. A portion of this event was paid by a third party. The opinions of career advisor Sergio Patterson do not reflect the opinions of Facebook Inc. The opinions of attorney Matt McElroy do not reflect the opinions of Castaneda and Company.